I forgot to put the spare mic on before I came in, so I'm constrained to use the mic at the lectern. It's a wonderful gospel this morning. It's a very long one, so the homily had better be correspondingly brief. And of all the many things one could talk about, and it's a passage just full of ever-deepening levels of meaning, I'm going to reflect on the remarkable fact that this conversation happens at all. There are two reasons why you'd think that the conversation wouldn't happen. The first is that Jesus is on his own, and he's talking to a woman on her own. And it is slightly strange to find the woman on her own at the well at that time of day. And I've always had a bit of a suspicion that as the conversation begins, the Samaritan woman is hoping or thinking that Jesus is trying to chat her up. If so, the conversation takes a very different turn, and she's led into depths and profundities she can never have expected. And it is a wonderful instance of the naturalness of Jesus' dealings with women, completely fresh and spontaneous, and most unusual for his time and his age, and you see it in story after story in the Gospels. But it's also a remarkable conversation because this woman is a Samaritan, and as the text says, Jews and Samaritans don't have things in common. Or in the more customary translation, Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. There's a precise historical background to that. When King Solomon died, traditionally in the year 922 BC, his kingdom split into a northern part, the kingdom of Israel, and a southern part, the kingdom of Judah. And they went their own political ways. They shared a language, they shared a culture, more or less, but they developed separately politically. And the northern kingdom of Israel was invaded and conquered by the expanding Assyrian Empire 200 years into its life. It's in the year 722. And the Assyrian victors brought in Assyrian settlers to settle the land. It's roughly the land of the present-day Samaria. And this mixed population was not regarded by the inhabitants of Judah to the south as really being properly Jewish at all. The kingdom of Judah itself was conquered by the Babylonian Empire, which had succeeded the Assyrians as the great power in that part of the world. That was in the year 587. And after half a century of foreign occupation and partial exile, Judah was resettled with its capital at Jerusalem, but it was done so on a strictly Jewish basis. No mixed marriages were going to be proper Jewish now. And the Samaritans up in the northern kingdom were excluded from this restoration, this new settlement around Jerusalem. And Jews had no dealings with those northerners whom they regarded as polluted crossbreeds, half-bloods, in the language of Harry Potter. So Jews don't have dealings with Samaritans, and yet Jesus has dealings with this Samaritan woman. It's a striking instance of his willingness to talk to anybody. There's nobody who's outside his interest. There's nobody who's outside the realm of his compassion. There's nobody at the end of the day that he doesn't have dealings with. There may be sharply critical dealings sometimes, but he engages with anybody and with everybody.